ministries received that land, the brother who was given the who gave the land, yes, he did get saved about 14 days before he died. But it was a simple CNA, I believe it was, at the hospice center who ministered the word of God to this brother, and he got saved. He never wanted to have anything to do with the Lord. You know, he had no desire. We're talking about a man who owned land all over Colorado, all over California. I mean, probably a billionaire. I don't know. But he wanted nothing to do with the things of God, but a simple CNA. Somebody say one person. Say everyone. Win one. And win the world. See, the Holy Ghost knew that this lady was put, simple CNA, in the hospice center. One lady told this man about Jesus. This man was intellectual. His daughter, last night on the video, she's talking about they never dreamed that he won't talk to anybody. He wanted to figure everything out. You know, sometimes intellectuals, they're difficult to reach. And you would think that you would need another man with a doctorate degree that can help him because he's analyzing everything in the world. But God sent one simple CNA. Come on, say amen, somebody. One simple CNA that touched the life of one man who received Jesus 14 days before he died. Hallelujah. And then the domino effect, it began to happen. And then the land, which was going to cost $83 million in Colorado Springs, they were able to acquire this land that this man decided to put it up to this person who is believing God for a Bible school, Karis Bible College. And it cost him $4 million. Somebody say $4 million. How many know this no-brainer when you get something 156 acres for $4 million as compared with 10 or 12 acres for $83 million down in town? How many know that's a no-brainer? Come on, say amen, somebody. And before the man died, he had a vision of this Bible college. He saw a building which is just like the one they're building right now. Come on, say amen, somebody. Listen, what am I trying to say to you, church? God can use you. God will use you. Don't you ever think, well, I'm not Billy Graham. I can't do nothing. I'm not Kenneth Copeland. I can't do nothing. Don't you ever think, oh, my name is not Andrew Womack. I can't do nothing. Hey, God will you. Hey, I didn't think I was going to preach yet. Come on, say amen. Hey, God can do with one man, one woman. And that one person, a simple CNA. Hallelujah. Woo, I got a message called Everyone Touch One and Win the World. Amen. That simple CNA touched one. That land was given. Karis Bible College has, I don't know, they graduate 200 or 300 people every year. And in the meeting, they raise their hands and say, how many Karis alumni are here in this minister's conference that I just returned to? And all over the audience, pastors all over the world. Come on, say amen. Oh, if that don't make you excited, your wood's wet. Woo! Amen. One woman touched the world. And is still touching the world. And that man's in heaven today because he got touched. But the ministry is reaching all around the world because God used one woman. Well, we could go home right now and we just got it. Hallelujah. See, that's what I see as the heart of an evangelist. Amen. That's what I teach all over the world. My purpose, to stir the church for the harvest. To get them out of these four walls. How many know lost people don't come to church? You don't catch fish in a bathtub. Amen, somebody. Jesus was alive today, he'd be riding a Harley. Come on, say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm here today to stir the church for the harvest. And God told me several years ago, and we're going to get into that in a few minutes, but he told me several years ago, he said, your purpose, stir the church for the harvest. Get them out of the four walls to the streets. Does that mean you'll go to Sturgis, South Dakota like I do, or to New Orleans like I do, to Mardi Gras like I do, or to in a few days going to Galveston, Texas to be with the Chariots of Light? I'm a member of the Christian bike club called the Chariots of Light. Now, I know I don't look like it, but I own a leather jacket. Amen, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. My son rides. My son right here, Philip, he rides. I don't ride a bike yet, but I'll go undercover, put on a leather jacket. Come on, because they said, will you help us? Brother Bill Horn, the national director, is a member of our church. He said, Brother Tim, would you come and help us? I said, yeah, let's do it. Amen. We were in Daytona Beach this past year, and five or 6,000 people, I forget the actual number, came to Jesus in Daytona Beach, Florida earlier this year. And that's happening all over the world because, honey, it's harvest time. Amen. Now, that don't mean you'll go to Sturgis or whatever when I say get out of the four walls into the street. How many of you go to the grocery store? How many of you get your hair cut? Amen. How many of you, you ladies, when you get on them hair dryers and they're so loud, you can't help but talk loud. Amen. Amen. How many of you go to the gas station? How many know you got a sphere of influence everywhere you go? You'll touch somebody. I call it the triple E principle. Everyone, everybody, everywhere. Everywhere you go, you'll touch somebody. Amen. My goal, my purpose is to stir the church for the harvest and get them out of the four walls into the streets. Might be the streets of Walmart. Amen, somebody. Well, look at your neighbor and say, the Spirit of the Lord is here this morning. Amen. We're going to do it. Is it okay if I do a little music? Come on. Stand back up one more time. Look at your neighbor and say, the presence of the Lord is here. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Well, let's praise him. Give me a little more heat on my mic.
The presence of the Lord is here. Yes, the presence of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. Yes, the presence of the Lord is here. This is here. The presence of the Lord. The power of the Lord is here.
Look at your neighbor. Tell him Jesus is in the house. Come on.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. Feel him in the atmosphere. The presence of this is you, the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah, Jesus is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here.
Bible said, where two are gathered in the name of Jesus. He's here, amen.
I said, the Lord, you know the Lord, he is here. The presence, the power, the anointing, the healing, the worship, the presence of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Presence of Jesus, the power of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord, well, the presence of the Lord, he's here. Yes, the presence of my Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. Yes, the presence of the Lord, he is here. Yes, he's here. The presence of the Lord, the power of the Lord is here.
Where's he at? I said, where's he at? He's here. Y'all can be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so glad this morning to have my better half, Miss Gwen, with me. She don't get to go with me much. She works for the school system, and so when I go running off to Texas and Colorado and Oklahoma and the Ukraine and Jamaica and New Orleans and wherever, Mobile, Mardi Gras, they keep her working down there at the school system. They won't let her come. You know, they need your faith. They need your love. But when you go pay your bills, they want your money. Amen. Hallelujah. So we were close this morning, and she didn't have grandkids this morning. Praise the Lord. Y'all know about them grandkids. Amen. Because she keeps them from my daughter who works for the hospital whenever she has to work them 12-hour days. And so that she was off this weekend, and I penciled it in on the calendar and said, Miss Gwen, we're going to Concord. Would you go with me? Amen. I'm so blessed to have her with me. I'm also blessed this morning to have my daughter-in-law. I don't want to give you a public shout-out, but I love you, Miss Jennifer, because she's never been able to hear. She, first time she's ever heard me minister other on a CD. Praise the Lord. And my son, Philip, and also part of our team. Philip went with us to Springfield, Missouri, and I'm believing Jennifer. I'm going to hog-tie her and make her go with us one of these days, too, in one of these crusades. Praise the Lord. And Brother Randy and Jackie, y'all know them. They come here, don't they? Amen. They are part of our team, our Impact America Crusade team that went to Springfield. And then Miss Cynthia Scipio is with me this morning. Praise the Lord. She's one of our team leaders that went to Springfield. God is doing some things. We went to Springfield back in April. We'd never done anything like this. Now, I've been doing outreaches, Brother Jackson will tell you, for years back, even down at the Morrisville, what do they call it then? Morrisville Christian Center then, I think. Now it's Freedom Christian Center. Even way back then, we did outreaches in the streets. We go out on Saturdays and tell people about Jesus. Amen. What's my purpose? Stir the church for the harvest. Get them out of four walls into the street. Amen, somebody. But recently, the Lord expanded that. I'm going to talk more about it tonight because the pastor said he's going to invite people from other ministries. He said, we're believing God to stir the church in any given city or area and get them excited about harvest. I don't know about you, but I've looked around lately, and it don't take much to figure out that Jesus is standing at the door. Come on, say amen. Now, no man knows the day nor the hour of the signs, but we can know the signs and the seasons that he's coming back. Amen. We got some work to do, amen. So tonight we'll talk more about it. Impact America Crusades, tell you more about the vision. But I want to tell you that we went to Springfield, Missouri. I couldn't remember, Miss Cynthia, how many flyers we give out, but I was guessing we probably handed out about 4,000 flyers around the park, around the place that we had, the location where the crusade was conducted. Now, when we go, fish come for bait. Did you ever fish with a hook with nothing on it? Amen. My son's a good fisherman, and he don't fish with nothing without hooks on there, without bait on the hook. Amen. You'll sit there and look at your hook. Come on, say amen. Now, there's a certain kind of fishing down there in the ocean. I think whenever the light reflects on the hook, that certain fish will bite. I believe I'm correct in that. But as a general rule, you have to put bait on the hook. Is that right? Amen. So we handed out all kinds of stuff. They thought they were coming for a community event, but the Holy Ghost set them up. Amen. So what we do, we give out $1,000 bill pays, $500 cash giveaways. We give away pizzas for the kids. And fish came for bait, and we saw about 850 people in that crusade that week. Amen. Now, we had a flood over there. And you think I'm kidding, but it was literal. When we left, the interstate on the other side of the road was underwater. We had about 850 turn out, and the devil tried to come against what we were doing. I promise you that if we'd had good weather, we literally fought through thunder, lightning, downpour, and rain. The people came down the hill with their umbrellas. I told them, I said, I'm so proud of y'all. I don't believe I would have come, but they came. 850 of them, I believe we'd have had 2,000-3,000 easy in the crusade. My son and I handed out flyers all around in the neighborhood with our raincoats on. Amen, somebody. I mean, do what it takes. Hallelujah. Amen. And we saw 100 people make decisions for Jesus Christ. Can y'all shout? Oh, come on. I said, can you shout? Bible said they rejoice over one. So I believe there's a Holy Ghost hold down in heaven. Amen, somebody. We saw 39 people prayed for miracle healings. We saw 8 people baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in another tongue. Come on, say amen. Because when we go out, we preach the whole gospel. Hallelujah. That's what you preach here, the whole gospel. Jesus paid for all of it. It all belongs to you. You already got it. Come on, say amen. If you know Jesus, hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm ready this morning to receive from Jesus. I want to do one song here. I might do two, but at least one right here. I want you to listen to the words of this song right here, because you might be here today, or somebody you know in your family might be here today, and they may be dealing with some stuff like this.
In and out of situations,
that tug of war in me. All day long I struggled for the answers that I need. Then I come into His presence. All my questions become clear, and for that sacred moment, no doubt can interfere. Love the Lord provided. It's a place for you to rest, a place to find your answers in every hour of distress. No, there's never any reason, listen, for you to give up in despair. Just slip away and breathe His name. You will surely find Him there. Where's the answer? In the presence. If you know it, you can sing it. I'm Jehovah, God Almighty, God Almighty. He's the Prince of Peace. Troubles vanish. Troubles vanish. Every heart is mended.
Where? In the presence.
In the presence. The presence of the King. The presence of your King.
Father, we love you. We bless you for your presence. We honor you for your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, just lift up your hands and worship Him this morning. Stand to your feet one more time if you would. Father, we just bless you in the house. We bless you in the house. We magnify you in the house. We honor you in the house. We choose, sir, to enter into your presence, for in your presence is fullness of joy. And you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. In your presence are answers. In your presence is anointing. In your presence is power. In your presence is wisdom. In your presence, Lord God, in your presence, Father God, we thank you for your presence. We honor you for your presence. We bless you. Come on, bless him this morning for his presence. Kiko reshaka tora sata. Just thank him. Frishika tora. Rita shika tera bondi di staraha. Rika tora mandi di staha. Rongo tasahaha. Yikete rahata. The devil has been on your case. The devil has harassed you. The devil has pressed you. The devil has worried you. But I would say, says the Spirit of the Lord, your answer is pull aside, pull aside, pull aside, pull aside, pull aside. Enter in, enter in. Don't run from me. Run to me, to me, to me. Run from me is what you've been doing. You've been running from me. You've worried. You've concerned yourself. But did I not say in my word, cast all your care upon me, for I care for you. I have already done it. I've already healed you. I've already anointed you. I've already blessed you. You are blessed in heavenly places. So go on and take what I have already done for you, said the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. God would say you're here by divine appointment. You're here by divine appointment. It's divine appointment. You are here. Just hear it in my spirit. It's divine appointment. It's divine appointment. It's divine appointment. You've sought for answers. You said, I know what God has said to do, but I don't know how to do it. And today you will see what to do from the Spirit of the Lord, from the Word of God, for his word, in his word, in his word is truth. He said, continue in my word and ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So get in my word. Get in my word. You're here by divine appointment. You're here to hear the word. You're here to roike alasa. You're here to hear the word. And the word will overcome every situation. In the name of Jesus. I hear the Holy Ghost say he's touching some bodies right now. Just reach out and take what God has already done. He's already healed you. You're already healed. Just take it. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. So grace has already provided it. You don't have to pay for it. But just take it by faith. That's how you access what God has already done. How do you take it by faith? For the word of faith is nigh you, even in your very own mouth. So begin to say it. I take it. Come on, say, I take it. Come on, say, I take it. Come on, say, I take it. That back is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. That tightness in your back. Go ahead and check it out, because God is touching it right now in the name of Jesus. That inflammation in your right foot is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and touch it. Go ahead right now and begin to do what you couldn't do. Begin to do what you couldn't do. He's healing. That kidney is being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That diabetes has to go, because you're already healed. Line up. I say line up. I say line up. For by grace are you saved through faith. Grace already gave it. Take it. In the name of Jesus. That child that you're believing for is coming home. She's coming home. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now look at your neighbor and say, I choose to take what God said. And as you're being seated, I want you to turn in your Bible. Hallelujah. When I was in Beaufort, South Carolina, we pastored there for 8 years. 5 years with the Salvation Army. And I tell people I got to hanging around the creek bank and slipped in, got filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, I got filled with the Holy Ghost while I was still in Bible college, but I tell people I got the Holy Ghost. I didn't know I got the Holy Ghost that I got when I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I was in Beaufort, South Carolina, I was a little bit green. I didn't understand some things of the Lord, but he began to teach me. And one person said one time, well, you know, we're here. we're hearing some things from God, and it's way out there beyond that word. If it's out there beyond that word, it's out there too far for me. Because everything I say, you check it with the word. Turn to your Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Very familiar scripture I want to start with this morning. This is a message that I've never preached before, but it's a message I believe that the Lord would have you hear today. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, yesterday I spent most of the day, you know, the good thing about, if there is a good thing, hallelujah. Well, a different thing, let's put it that way, about being an evangelist is that you go from church to church. You know, sometimes you have, it's a blessing, have an opportunity. God gives you a word, and how many of you know, you go to Texas, they didn't hear that word in North Carolina or wherever. So you go and you might minister something, you know, several times because God said, do it, gave you a word, amen. But then you get a little taste of the pastorate, brother. When on Saturday morning at 4:30 you start and you go about all day long. I'm reminded, hallelujah, the 8 years that I pastored, you know, when you're preaching three times a week, amen, somebody. Now, sometimes it's only two now. People don't have services all the time on Wednesday. I don't know if you do or not. But praise the Lord. I got a little taste yesterday what it means to prepare from morning till night. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You're very familiar with the scripture. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is, not he might be, not he hope so, not could be, he is a new creature. Now his spirit man is born again. Amen. He is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us, look at your neighbor and say, he gave to me. See, people quote 17, but there's a verse after that. The 18th verse says, and he has given to reconcile us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us, somebody say to us, the ministry. Look at your neighbor and say, you got a ministry. You see, ministry, and I heard this, I'll be honest, I'm going to acknowledge it one time. You know how they do, pastor. They say, I got this, so-and-so gave me this, and then after that, I'll just preach it myself. Amen, somebody. I got this title in Colorado Springs this week, but a minute just went off on the inside of me. And it's things I've been preaching, so I just put the title with it. Ministry is more than a microphone. Some people think if they don't have a microphone, they ain't got no ministry. Wrong. Every believer, look at your neighbor and say, you're a believer, aren't you? And if you're not a believer, you're here at the right place today. Come on, say amen. Every believer, he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, amen, and hath given to us. Look at your neighbor and say, you got it. You got a ministry of reconciliation. Now, what does the Greek word for reconciliation mean? The Greek word for reconciliation, I can't pronounce it, so go look it up yourself. But here's what it means. It means exchange, that is restoration to divine favor. So you've been given a ministry of reconciliation. You've been given a ministry to restore people. Hey, if I don't make you shout, you would with. You've been given a ministry to restore people. It goes on down. The next verse says, to wit, that God was in Christ. Everything's in Christ. Amen. Reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us. Now, I believe that at times I've quoted this verse wrong, because everybody talks about the ministry of reconciliation. But this verse here in the 19th verse says he's given and committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So you've been given a ministry of reconciliation, of restoration to people, but along with that, he said, I've committed unto you the word. The Greek word there is logos, the written word of God. Amen, somebody. He said, not only are you reconciled so that you can reconcile others, he said, but I've committed to you to preach the word. Hallelujah. You got the word. Amen. You don't have to be an apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist to preach the word. Amen, somebody. I think we've already heard that from the Holy Ghost this morning, that one little CNA that told that man about Jesus. Amen. So praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, ministry is more than a microphone. Amen. So what is ministry? What is ministry? Just for a few minutes this morning, I want you to realize that ministry is more than a microphone. But what is your first ministry? I want you to turn with me in the Word of God to Acts chapter 13 in verse 1. And when you get your place there, you can look up at me, or you can look up there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your first ministry. Your first ministry. Your first ministry is not to go to China. Amen, somebody. Your first ministry is not to pick up a mic and preach a sermon. Amen, somebody. Your first ministry is not to go out and tell somebody about Jesus. Amen, somebody. What? That's an evangelist saying that? Yeah, that's what the Bible says. Your first ministry. See, ministry is more than a microphone. And your first ministry Your first ministry, before you do anything, amen, somebody, before you do anything, what does the Bible say? Now, Peter and John went up together. That ain't the right one. Acts 13:1. I'm sorry. I apologize. 13:1. What is your ministry? Listen. 13. I'm going to find it here. That way I can check you and you can check me. Praise the Lord. Acts 13. There you go. Here's your first ministry. Now, there was at the church in Antioch, verse 1, certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, they'll call Niger and Lucius, a Cyrene, and however you say that name, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. First ministry. As they ministered unto the Lord. Well, brother, I'm called to preach. Well, minister to the Lord. What do you mean minister to the Lord? I mean get into his presence. Worship him. Praise him. Magnify him. Hallelujah. Well, brother, I ain't got time to do that. Well, you ain't got time not to do it. Amen, somebody. As they ministered to the Lord. As they ministered the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. I said, the Holy Ghost said. When you are, my friend, in the presence of God, when you are ministering to the Lord, when you are talking to the Lord, when you are, and I could go into the Greek here, but I got a lot of stuff this morning. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. And I don't want to keep you here all night like Paul did, and you fall asleep and fall out of the window. Amen. But if you look that up in the Greek, that ministry to the Lord is talking about worship. Hallelujah. You say, worship, worship, worship. As they ministered, that's your first ministry. Don't take no mic to do that. Amen. Oh, we bless you, Lord. It is the day that Jesus made. Hallelujah. I told somebody one time, in fact, it's Pastor Bobby Ray. You may or may not know him. I mean, he was out in Colorado this time. In fact, he was down there at Andrew's meeting a couple weeks ago in Freedom Christian Center. I told Pastor Bobby, I said, I've come to the conclusion that if nobody ever calls me and no door ever opens to preach, that I'll sit on my back deck, Lord God, overlooking my tomato patch and with my worship music on. And my wife will tell you, I've done that. I like to do it, especially when it's warm. Amen. It's kind of rough when it's cold. But I said, Lord, I'll sit on the back porch if I never preach again and minister to my God. Hallelujah. But you know what? When you minister to your God, he'll start talking to you. Well, Brother Tim, I just don't know what God wants me to do. When's the last time you ministered to the Lord? I just heard the Holy Ghost say, somebody, that just hit you right between the nose. Well, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what to do. When was the last time you ministered unto the Lord? As they ministered unto the Lord, fasted, the Holy Ghost said, watch this, separate unto me for the ministry that I've called Barnabas and Saul. Your first ministry. Look in your Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 15. You know the verse. 13:15. Chapter 13, Hebrews, and verse 15. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Hallelujah. Technology is wonderful till you can't find it. Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 15. Ministry to the Lord. That's your first ministry. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. To God, continually. That is the fruit of our lips. The Word of God says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my lips, in my mouth. That's your first ministry. Don't take no mic to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. First ministry. Amen. And then, look at Luke chapter 10. Say, my first ministry is to minister to the Lord. Yes, I will. Holy Spirit said to remind you or tell you that in 1985, because we were pastors with the Salvation Army from 81 to 86. That's right, isn't it? In the mornings, before the sun came up, I was probably 25, 26 years old. I'm 59 now. You don't have to guess. Amen. Hallelujah. Young man. Before the sun came up. With my Sony Walkman. Some of you don't even know what a Sony Walkman is. And them old-timey cassettes. Man, I owned an 8-track. I know some of you don't know what that is. Hallelujah. Some of you know. You're shaking your head. Some people in here still know. Amen. Before the sun came up, I would walk in the mornings. And I remember one particular song that I used to just play over and over. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. Hallelujah. In moments like these, I lift up my voice. I lift up my voice to the Lord. You know what? Singing. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. You want to go hunt that? That's on an old tape called Maranatha Praise, I believe it was. Maranatha Singers, they called them. But the walking was good physically. I still walk today. But God taught me to worship. God taught me about His presence. God taught me about His voice. Hallelujah. That's your first ministry. Ministering to the Lord. I heard it again. There are people in this room going, I don't know. When was the last time you ministered to the Lord? As a minister to the Lord and fasted, the Bible said that the Holy Ghost said, here's the ministry I got for you. Well, the book of Luke, chapter 10, start out by being a Mary. Somebody say, be a Mary. Be a Mary. Remember the story? Martha was running around. She's worried about the house and the cleaning and the cooking and the roast beef, and it's lunchtime, and glory, Jesus is in my house. Where you want to help me, Mary? Remember that? Now listen, don't get me wrong. We need service in the church. But look at what Jesus said to her. It came to pass, verse 38. They went into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him in her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. What you hear? His word. The Greek word there is the same word, logos. Same word as in the ministry of reconciliation, where he said he's committed to us the logos. He's committed to us the word of reconciliation to tell other people to be a restorer of people. Amen. Same Greek word there, logos. Right here in this particular verse, the same Greek word. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his logos. Now, as I was studying earlier this morning, did a last little look at this, the notes here. The Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and he said, how in the world are you going to preach the logos if you never get the logos? Hey! People be running around trying to preach out of a, you know, I used to laugh at them. I used to do this before I got filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, hand out, because I've always had a heart to hand out tracts. And I call it handing out, you know, them tracts, a little gospel in a can, you know. Did you know God has a plan for your life? Now, I'm not belittling the four spiritual laws, but sometimes that's all people know to do because they don't know about the Holy Ghost. Amen! And they go running out before they get the logos, trying to preach the logos that they ain't got. Hey, your first ministry. Boy, this is good preaching this morning, amen. Your first ministry. Is ministering to the Lord. And the Bible says, Mary also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. One version of the word says here, she hung on every word that Jesus said. But Martha was cumbered about serving, verse 40, about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, don't you care? You ever said anything like that? I have. My wife knows I have. I'm going to come clean right now. Lord, don't you care? You don't care. Wipe your nose and get the word. Amen. Don't you care, Lord, that my sister's left me alone to serve? What do you think Jesus would say? Oh, poor Martha. Poor little Martha, I understand. No, look. what Jesus said. Bid her, therefore, she might help me. And Jesus answered and said, Martha, Martha, you are careful. And the Greek word right there means anxious. You're anxious and careful. You're anxious and troubled about many things. Watch this. But one thing. Somebody say one thing. One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Your first ministry, say amen or oh me, your first ministry is ministering unto the Lord. It was when I sat in the presence of God in 2009 in Washington, D.C., actually Alexandria, Virginia, at the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center, which I preached for that ministry from time to time. I was sitting in my room, in the rocking chair, in my room, ministering and worshiping the Lord. Amen, somebody. And the Spirit of the Lord began to be, I was dealing with him. If you don't know me, if you've not seen, I posted a picture on Facebook the last couple of days. You'll look back 5 years ago. You'll see that I was dealing with an addiction of food. I said, I never have been addicted to anything. Well, I lied. Food is an addiction. Amen, somebody. I tell people a crack pipe and a bag of potato chips ain't no different. It's killing you. And I'm sitting in this room, 2009. Now, it's 2012. Now, don't look at me, say, holy in church, because you've probably been here, done that, got the T-shirt. Amen. It was 2012 before I finally decided to do what God said to do. Hey. I was ministering to the Lord. As I ministered to the Lord and fasted, prayed, the Holy Ghost said. The Holy Ghost said. I said, Lord, I need to do something about this weight. Just worship you, Lord God. I can't deal with this anymore. Since I was 10 years old, dealing with this. Diet after diet. They say diet, and I go, ah, a diet, oh God, no, not a diet. Amen. Diet's a dirty word. I don't diet. I eat whatever I want to. I just know what to eat. Spirit of God gave me 5 W's. My key to weight loss. Walking, water, worship, the word, watch. I wasn't paying attention to what I was eating. But when did that come? That came when I was dealing with the first ministry, and that is ministering unto the Lord. Amen. What's your second ministry? Ministering to yourself. Yeah. Look at the Bible in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And you don't need a microphone to do this. David was greatly distressed. Everybody was against him. The Bible said that, you know, that the enemy had come in. They had burned their houses. They had taken their wives captive. The Bible said they carried them off, and we'll read what it says here. And they were all coming. They were saying, you know, to David, about ready to stone him. Everybody had turned against him. And what's David to do? What would you do? Well, here's what the word says in 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And verse 1, 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Your second ministry, ministry to yourself. Somebody say, ministry to yourself. Verse 1, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag, the third day the Amalekites invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And they had taken the women captives that were therein, and they slew not any. In other words, they didn't kill them, they just took them captive. Either great or small, and they carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came, and the city, and was behold, it was burned with fire, and the wives, sons, daughters were taken captives. And David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept till they had no more power to weep. They just cried. You know, you ever been there, done that? I mean, something has come against you. You're dealing with something in your life, and you just got to the point where you just couldn't cry no more. Anybody have been there? Am I the only human in the house? And David's two wives were taken captives. Whatever that name is, the Jezreelite, listen, Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. You ever been greatly distressed? For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of other people were grieved, every man for his sons and daughters. What'd you do? What would you do? Here's what the Bible says. But David encouraged himself. I said, David encouraged himself. I said, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Ephesians 5:18 says, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be spirit filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the world is coming against you, when your family is coming against you, whenever the government is coming against you, when you can't pay your taxes, when you can't pay your bills, when everybody's against you, when your boss is coming against you, hallelujah, what do? No, you don't retaliate. You encourage yourself in the Lord. Your second ministry is to yourself. Begin to bless. And what did he say? Singing. Spiritual songs. What's that? That's in English and not in English. And if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, today's a good day for you to get it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 When I don't know what to say, hallelujah, Lord. I encourage myself. I bless you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I magnify you, Lord. Jude, verse 20, beloved, verse 20, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You begin to pray in other tongues. You begin to worship in other tongues. And the problem will. It won't look so big no more as you minister to yourself. It's what God said to do. Speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always. When? Always. Well, whenever it's going good or not going, when it's going bad, then I can fuss and no. Always. Hallelujah. You ever missed it in that area, Tim? I'll go ahead and come clean. My wife's here. Amen. Of course I have. Amen. Thank God I ain't where I used to be. Your second ministry. Ministering to yourself. Look at Matthew chapter 14. John the Baptist was a relative of Jesus. John the Baptist, they were cousins, correct? Is that right? Yes. John the Baptist proclaimed the coming of the Lord. He prepared the way. You might say in today's lingo, they were tight. Amen. And John was beheaded by Herod. And look at what Jesus did. Watch this. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 14. And his disciples came, the disciples of John, and took up the body of John and buried it and went and told Jesus. Now watch this. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. What was Jesus dealing with? He was dealing with the pain of losing his close relative, the man who prepared the way, the man whom he had said, of all those born of women, there hath not arisen any greater than John the Baptist, Matthew chapter 11. And Jesus went apart to minister to himself. Amen. When's the last time you ministered to yourself and stirred yourself up in the Lord? David encouraged himself. That's your second ministry. Look at your neighbor and say, don't need a mic for that. Say, minister to the Lord. Say, minister to yourself. I just inserted this, I think, last night. But let me just show you this. In Mark chapter 11, I alluded to it. Look at Matthew 11. I alluded to this, but I want you to see something here. Matthew chapter 11, verily I say unto you, verse 11, 11:11, that's the easy way to remember it, where it talks about the violent take it by force. Matthew chapter 11, watch this. Matthew chapter 11, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding. He that is least, even the least of them in the kingdom of God. How many are you in the kingdom of God? Amen. Even the least. I don't care who you are. What's this? Even the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he who Jesus just said, there's not a man arisen any greater than John the Baptist. Amen, somebody. So what are you waiting on? Look at verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it. Somebody say, take it. Look at your neighbor and say, take it. Take it. Take what God has already done. Hallelujah. Because you're greater than John the Baptist. Think about it. Jesus said, he's least in the kingdom of God. The Holy Ghost yesterday said this to me. God would say to you, minister to yourself, stir it up, don't quit, take it by force, declare it. For the Bible said in the book of Job, I believe it's 22:28. If that's wrong, we'll look it up, but I know it's there. He said, if you shall declare a thing and decree a thing, it shall be established and light shall shine on your ways. What you've been talking, start speaking to your mountain. Start speaking to your situation. Start speaking to your body. Start speaking to your family. Start speaking to your children. Oh, come on, say amen. You ain't shouting your woods wet, amen. Your second ministry, minister to yourself. Hallelujah. Years ago, in 1985, I was with the Salvation Army. And I went to Conway, South Carolina, to preach a revival. October of 1985. 6:45 in the morning. How many of you ever been in a deep sound sleep? I was going to preach a revival, but I tell people I got me one. Amen. 1985. The brother's name was Ulysses Frost. They called him Jack. Jack Frost. He was another minister in the Salvation Army. He and I both had gotten filled with the Holy Ghost. Man, we were preaching the power of God. We were seeing people healed and delivered, heart problems. I'm telling you what, God was moving. Amen. I tell people if they'd known what I was doing, they'd airlifted me out. Amen. Glory to God. 6:45 in the morning in a deep sleep. All of a sudden, like somebody flipped on the light switch, I was wide awake. And I can only explain it this way. If you've ever seen on the news, you don't see it as much anymore, but they used to have on the old-timey news what they called a teletype machine. And in the background, you'd see it running. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, we're humans. Amen. And it's with the news coming off. They call it the wire service. I believe it's what they called it. Amen. The only way I can explain it is that I woke up and I knew it like I'd never known it before. Amen. The Spirit of God began to talk to me. He said, my people. Christian people. He said, my people wonder why they don't grow and mature. He said, my people wonder why they don't get any closer to Jesus. He said, my people are starving. He said, my people don't read the word. He said, my people don't pray. He said, they're like dry bones in the book of Ezekiel. He took me to Ezekiel chapter 37, which says, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, and the Spirit of God said, hear the word of the Lord. Amen, somebody. And he was speaking to me. Get in the word. 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 He said, rise up and feed yourself with the word. He said, the more you feed, the more you want. And the more you get, the stronger you are. Your second ministry, ministering to yourself in the word of God. Pastor, can you open that one for me, brother? Hallelujah. Mine's open, but can you open that one for me?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that's a glory to God. Can you take me swimming?
Hallelujah. Come right down here for just a minute. Your second ministry, ministering to yourself, getting in the Word of God, getting in the presence of God, stirring yourself up. Consider this to be the Word of God in your heart. Did you know that Christians leak?
Yeah.
Bible said, be you continually filled with the Holy Ghost, don't it?
Amen.
Hey, what's this? Didn't Jesus say in John chapter 8, he said, continue in my Word.
Yes.
Yeah, what is it? Continue in my word and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Don't say set you free, it says make you free. Set you free is what you get when you go through McDonald's at the drive-in window. Amen. Make you free is what is good in the word over time. Just like you didn't get bound overnight, over time as you're in the word, in the word, in the word, in the word, things begin to fall off of you. Amen, roll me. Well, after a while, if I'm not ministering to myself, my word level gets low.
That's right, yeah.
So the Bible said, I believe it was Jesus, pretty good authority, said, out of the abundance of your heart,
yes, yes.
your mouth will speak. So I got to refill. Hallelujah. Hold that mic for a minute up to my mouth. Amen. I forgot to cut on the other one, didn't I? Amen. Hallelujah, because I know they're recording this. You got to refill. Ooh, glory. Amen. I ain't going to do good in a minute. Amen, brother. Watch this.
I need me a funnel.
No. I ain't going to need no funnel. I want it to roll over like this.
Overflow.
See what you do. Let me have this. Let me wipe my hands off so I don't get. What are we going to do?
You're going to get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Glory!
Thank you, Lord.
Your second ministry is ministering unto yourself. Your third ministry is ministry to others. If you're so full of God that you're overflowing, you can't help but talk about it. You can't help but witness about it. You can't help but lay hands on the sick. You can't help but tell them about the Holy Ghost. You can't help but tell them, hey, let me tell you what God did for me. Hallelujah! See, God didn't get it wrong. If you first minister to the Lord and then you minister to yourself, then you'll be able to minister to people. It's all right to shout, amen. Ministry to people. All of this can be done without a mic. You don't need a mic to minister to others. The third area of ministry, ministering to people. Look at the book of John. Y'all still here? We're doing good. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of John. iPads don't work too good when your hands get wet. Don't you say nothing, Philip. Amen. I love you, brother. Son. Amen. What did I say? John, thank you, Lord. 21:15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He didn't say, you dirty distract dog, you denied me. How dare you? You know, but John, I mean, Peter had to feel bad. He said, you know, I said, I'd die with you. I'd die. Jesus said, before the cock crows twice, was it? You'll deny me three times. Peter had to felt terrible, see? Amen. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said, yea, Lord, you know I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him the second time, Simon, verse 16, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said to him, yea, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said, the third time, lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Jesus restored him so he could minister to people. But it was at the feet of Jesus, ministering to the Lord. Ministering to yourself. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. Getting the Logos. How in the world am I going to preach the Logos if I don't get the Logos? Amen. That's a word for somebody right now. I'm telling you, that's a word for somebody in this house today. You've been trying to preach the Logos, but the Holy Ghost will say, go get the Logos. Because whenever people want to talk to you about the Word, you don't know what the Word says. Sit at the feet of Jesus. This overflow as you minister unto the Lord and minister to yourself and worship and get in the Word and God's presence will take you to people. The results of ministering to the Lord and ministering to yourself is ministering to people. In Sturgis, South Dakota, I encountered, this is not the actual young lady, but this is a picture of me on this track that I'm writing called Too Naughty to Be Saved. I misspelled it. My wife's already told me it's supposed to be T-O-O, but Too Naughty to Be Saved. Haven't been proof yet. Let cut me some slack. Amen. Too naughty to be saved. And the young lady that I spoke with, my son's been with me this Sturgis. Praise God. He knows what it's like out there. Amen. The young lady that I spoke with obviously worked in a strip club. And I began to tell her as she came by the tent that we were standing that day about the love of Jesus. She said, I can't get saved. I'm too naughty to be saved. I said, excuse me? Like you said this morning. I said, this ain't Christmas. This ain't about Christmas. This ain't about naughty or nice. I said, here's the simple gospel. Somebody say simple gospel. Say ministry to people. So you minister to the Lord. You minister to yourself. Get the logos. Then you can minister to people. I didn't plan what I was going to say. I didn't think about what I was going to say. The word just come up out of me because I put it in me. If you put it in you, honey, whenever you're attacked, it's coming out. Or when you need to share, it's coming out. Oh, it's hard to witness to people. No, it ain't. It's the easiest thing in the world. Because if it's in you, you can't help but come out of it. She said, I'm too naughty to be saved. I said, this ain't Christmas. This is about naughty and nice. I said, here's the simple gospel. God is a giver. God gave Jesus. Receive Jesus, go to heaven. That's the gospel. There's your witnessing plan. I told her, the Bible says in John chapter 1, I believe it's verse 12, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know your sins won't send you to hell because Jesus already took them. What would send anybody to hell? Simply not believing on Jesus. I said, God is a giver. He gave Jesus, received Jesus, and go to heaven. She said, well, maybe I can't be saved. She bowed her head. She received Jesus. And someday, whatever that little girl's name was, I'm going to meet her again in heaven. I was also on my way to Sturgis, South Dakota. And this is summer before last. And this particular summer, how many know it ain't no fun to have one flat tire, but how about two? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the first one I had, I'm going down the interstate at about 75 miles an hour, and all of a sudden I hear, boom. You know what it was? It's a blowout. Yeah. So I got to the side safely, amen, and I don't know if you know anything about a truck. I drive a Tacoma truck, and they hide that tire up underneath. Now, silly tire, you got this little pole. You're sticking this little hole up under there. You got to find the perfect little spot, and you got to make it drop it down. I had never took that tire down in my life. I didn't have my son here who probably know more about it than I did. Amen. So I'm on the side of the road with the manual of the truck. Sitting there trying to read it and figure it out. Amen. I must have looked like a real goofus. It's about 98 degrees. And I'm sitting there. And this car pulls up behind me, this big fancy silver BMW. This guy gets out. He walks up. He said, could you use some help? I said, hallelujah, brother. I sure could. He said, I'm a retired Marine. Praise God. Just came back from, I served in Afghanistan. He said, I believe I can help you. I said, well, praise God, brother. You come on and help me. Amen. In about a New York minute, he had that tire down on the ground. I almost felt embarrassed because he practically changed the tire for me. Amen. Somebody, I'm sitting there watching like a, you know, like a bump on a log. Amen. He had it up. He had it changed. Whatever. I said, brother, is there anything I can do to help you? And then I noticed right as he was finishing, he went over to the side of the road and he's over there. And all of a sudden he got sick and he's literally throwing up over on the side of the road. And I'm thinking, what in the world? I said, brother, are you okay? He said, nah, I just got overheated. But I heard the Holy Ghost say, down on the inside of me, when they minister to the Lord, the Holy Ghost said. Hallelujah. When you're in the Word, the Holy Ghost said. When you minister to the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost minister to you and you get the Word, the Logos, you can give out the Logos. Oh, this is a good preaching. You better shout. I heard the Holy Ghost say, no, he's eat up with cancer. He finished on up. got done. I said, brother, I said, is there anything else you're dealing with? Health-wise, I said, I want to pray for you. I hadn't up to that point. I don't even think I told him I was a minister on the way to churches. I said, can I pray for you? He said, yeah, there is. He said, I'm eat up with cancer. I said, yeah, that's what the Holy Ghost said. So right there by the side of the road, somewhere along between, I don't know, Illinois and Kansas. I don't remember where it was. The Bible says if a believer shall lay hands on the sick. Don't say pray no fancy prayer. It says lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. I said, Father, right now, I curse that cancer at the root. I declare it according to the word of God. Father God, you heal this brother by the stripes of Jesus. By the way, he was a backslidden Christian whose daddy was a pastor. Come on. Thank you, Father, right now for his healing. But here's the greatest miracle that took place that day. While Robert stood there on the side of the road, Robert bowed his head and said, Jesus, I repent of my sin. I believe, come into my life, restore me. We have been given a ministry of reconciliation. We are to restore people. We are to restore people. But first we minister to the Lord. Then we minister to ourselves. And then we minister to people. I just heard the Holy Ghost say, stop right there. There's a fourth one. You can study it out. Then comes, it might be the fivefold ministry. It might be an assignment. There's special things that God does. He speaks. Assignments that he gives you that you only can carry out. Then there's a ministry. There are ministries that God gives people. Might be a pastor, prophet, evangelist, teacher, whatever. It don't have to be. But there are special ministries that he will give unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not done, so don't check out, but I want you to stand. Stand to your feet. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to minister to the Lord. I'm going to minister to myself. And that ministry that you receive, I believe it comes out of the first three. As you're ministering to the Lord, as you're ministering to yourself, as you're ministering to people, the Spirit of God says, separate unto me to the ministry that I've called you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just bow your heads and listen. I'm going to tell you this. As I was ministering to the Lord in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, walking early in the morning. This was 15, 20 years ago. I don't know. It's been a while. Doing what I started doing in Beaufort whenever I was a young lieutenant in the Salvation Army. Ministering to the Lord. As I ministered to the Lord early one morning, the Holy Ghost said, your purpose. The reason you were born is to stir the church for the harvest and to get them out of the four walls into the street. Turn that a little louder, Miss Kelsey. I want you just to begin to minister to the Lord. Not too loud, just quietly. Begin to minister to the Lord this morning. If you've never ministered to the Lord, just take a step right now. Everybody, bow your head, close your eyes. Nobody's looking at you. I want you just to look at Jesus. Will you do me a favor? Come on. Everybody, just would you just lift up your hands? Nobody's looking at you. Just look at Jesus. Just a little louder, Miss Kelsey. Come on and minister to the Lord with me this morning. I'm a show and tell preacher. Often I try to demonstrate what I preached about. Come on, just minister to the Lord. Some of you said the Holy Ghost has said it several times today. I don't know what to do.
And the question I've asked you is, when was the last time you ministered to the Lord? Get you some worship. I'm not talking about the Newsboys. Get you, and nothing against the Newsboys, but get you something like She's Playing is good. Begin to worship Jesus. Get yourself a worship habit. Years ago, I said, Lord, I'm not going to set an alarm clock. When you want me up, wake me up. You better be ready, because He will. Come on, minister to the Lord. So you need to begin in your daily routine. Set you aside a time to minister to the Lord. Set yourself aside a time to open up the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Find you some good believers like Brother Andrew Womack or some that teach the Word of God. Get into the Word for yourself. Worship for yourself. Listen to some good preaching. Hey, you don't eat one time a week. My father said to me years ago, my people wonder why they don't mature. He said, they're starving. They're starving. They don't read the Word. They don't pray. They're like dry bones. So, minister to the Lord. Turn it just a little louder, Kelsey. Come on, it takes some time. Come on. If you feel uncomfortable, get beyond the discomfort. Nobody's looking at you. Come on, lift up your hands, would you? Forget about the person beside you. They're not going to stand before God. You will. Come on. Worship the Lord. Father, we worship you, sir. We minister to you, sir. We honor you. We worship you and bless you. We lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Unala mama kaye. Ulala mama soria la mama kaye di di. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy God. Almighty God in power for this hour, Lord. We magnify the name of Jesus. We stir the gift of God inside of us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, we hear your voice. We thank you, Jesus, we have your direction. We thank you, Lord, we get your wisdom. You said in your word, oh God, wisdom is the principal thing. And with our getting, get understanding. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. And forget about the time. When you get in His presence, forget about the time, says the Lord. For in His presence, He'll redeem the time. He'll restore. Because you can't afford not to do it. Come on, lift your hands. Come on. Worship you, Jesus. We worship you. Jesus.
Yes. And the Old Testament is said, be still. Turn it down just a little bit, Miss Kelsey. Just a little. Be still. And know that I am God. And not only will you know He's God, but He'll begin to speak to you. Everybody look at me for just a minute. A conversation is two-way. It's not just God, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. It's fellowship with Him. He speaks to you. You speak to Him. Worship Him. He speaks to you. So in your quiet time, in the time when you mention the Lord, comes a time when you just, as Barney used to say, tickle off. The Holy Spirit will begin to speak to you. I'm hearing this so strong in my spirit. There are people in this room. I'm going to be honest with you. I can walk up to you and point you out. I know some of them. I don't know all of them, but there are more than one in this room that you've been saying, I don't know what to do. When was the last time that you ministered unto the Lord? I'm here today to tell you to change your life. Amen. I want to take this time, if anybody would like to have prayer for anything, just step out in the aisle and we'll pray. I always want to give opportunities. Is there anybody here that would say, I need to know Jesus? Need to rededicate my life to Jesus. Or anybody that wants to get filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't want to close the service without giving you opportunity. Amen. Don't want to tarry a long time, but giving people an opportunity. Just because nobody steps in the aisle don't mean nobody got nothing, because you know what? Everybody in this room got something today. Amen. Say it one more time. My first ministry. Ministry to the Lord. My second ministry, ministry to myself. My third ministry, ministry to people. Amen. Bless you.
You can be seated. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Brother Sutton didn't know. We learned about being still a couple weeks ago, wasn't we? Thank you, Jesus. Tim, everything you've said, the Lord's been working with me as far as a pastor to tell my people, don't expect to come in here next Sunday and it be the same thing. Because God wants to, there's so many areas in people's lives that we've just got to listen. And I'm still learning. I'm green and growing. I'm still learning to hear His voice, because there's so many voices. There's voices, all kind of voices in this world that's trying to keep us distracted from hearing His voice. And it's that small, still voice. It's the truth. What we've heard truth this morning. We've heard life. We've heard testimonies. We've heard the heart of an evangelist this morning that has the heart for souls. Cindy, I heard a lot at your work. You know, still listening to your testimony. You didn't know we had a service a couple weeks ago. It was called Show and Tell. You said you like to show and tell your stories. I'm going to get you a couple CDs. Because, see, it was God gave me that morning. Just let people show and tell. And they're telling people about Jesus, Tim. We're learning to tell people about Jesus. I want you to do something tonight. Go tell somebody to come to church with you tonight. I put mine out there, my invitations, and I got some more in mind. But go tell somebody great things that happened in church today. Come join me tonight. We're going to have a good time in the Lord.
Pastor,
Amen. 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 There's the call. So as you leave today, God's put somebody on your heart right now. It might not just be one, might be ten, I don't know how many, but you know certain people He's placed on your heart that need to hear this, need to hear the word, the good news. Just invite them. All you got to do is ask. Just ask. Amen. Because they're hungry out there. They're God's people, like I said, they're starving, but we don't know it. We can't figure out what's going on. We don't know, but it's the word. 6 o'clock. Be here early. We're going to be here early. So, Father, I thank you right now as we leave this place. Lord, we thank you for that word that's been stirred up on the inside of us, Lord, that we take this word and we share it with somebody. Because, Lord, we know there's glory on our faces right now, that the world is looking to see that glory. It's the goodness of God. That's what they're starving for, is to know that God is good. A lot of people don't know that God's good. They think He's bad. They think He's evil. They think He's doing all this destruction. But, Lord, you sent us Jesus and showed us what true love looks like. And it looks like people sitting in these pews right here. So I thank you, Lord, as we go out, I thank you for the anointing that's been shared this morning that is operating through your people, through your church as we leave. That we're going to be changed. We've already been changed by your word. And now our mind is going to understand deeper the purposes that you have put on the inside of us. That we know what to do. Amen. So, Father, I release your people today. I call them blessed. Call them back this evening. We see this church. You want your house full. So, Father, we just thank you for that. And call you blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you're dismissed to come back.